wonderful thing to be able to finish the Masechta, the second Masechta this summer. Thank God, Tainus and our Rosh Hashanah will make the Siyum on Shabbos, Shalosh Shudis. So we'll learn the Mishnah now, but we'll elaborate to leave something to make the Siyum on Shabbos. So Seder Tzkiyo, Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. So a little bit of explanation required here. Three times in the Torah we find the word Trua. First in Parshas Emor, Zichron Trua. Then we have in Parshas Bahar, Ve'avarta Shofar Trua, Bachodesh Hashvi, Be'asor Lachodesh B'yom HaKippurim. So that's important. We'll come back to it in a second. And then in Parshas Pinchas, says Yom Trua. So we know that you have to have three Truos, because, as I quoted the Pasuk in Bahar, it goes out of its way to tell us the date of Yom Kippur. We always know the date of Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the 7th month, so this is extra. So the Gemara says it must be for purposes of making a Gzeirah Shava, Melamed, Shekol Truo, Shel Chodesh HaShvi, B'Shave. And that we know that each time it says Trua, it's meant to tell us by Rosh Hashanah and by Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, we always do the same, Shava Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Letzkiyo, Lebrachos. So there are three Truos. So then, if you look at the Pasuk, V'Ha'avarta Shofar Trua, B'Chodesh HaShvi, B'Esra L'Chodesh B'Yom HaKippurim, Ta'aviru, Shofar B'Chol Artzachem. So the language of Ha'avara means a straight call, an unbroken call. That's how we got to the idea of a tzkia before and after, what we call a pshuta lefaneu la'achara. So on a d'oraisa level, all we need are nine kolos. So we have tzkia, trua, tzkia three times. Now, that would correspond exactly to what we've been discussing, malchios, zichronos, and shofaros. Part of the issue is, we'll talk about this more on Shabbos, we don't know exactly how to make a trua. A trua is a suffix for us. What kind of suffix we'll have to discuss. According to the Rambam, a true suffix, we don't really know what a true is. We lost the Masorah, what a true is. So we try it three different ways, right? For us here, four different ways, actually, because we have what we call a trua, what we call a shvarim, what we call a shvarim trua, and what we call a shvarim trua. There should be a break in between. There are other approaches to that as well, but we try all of them. So that's how you got from 9 up to 30, and then we got to 100. That's just the minog. You don't have to do that. Let's say you're going to blow shofar for somebody privately. You only do 30 kolos. You don't do 100 kolos. But there's a minog of doing 100 kolos, having something to do with being corresponding to Aim Sisra and the pain that she felt. So that's what the first line in the Mishnah here means. Shiur tkia kishalosh truos. This is also a very difficult line to understand, but let's interpret the way the Rambam interprets it. He says, if you take all six tkios that we just referenced, because there are nine kolos on the daraisa level, six tkios, he says that six tkios are the equivalent of the three truos. So if you do the math, that means that a trua is two tkios, or if you wish, the other direction, half a tkia is the length of a trua. So we try to match that up. Now, part of what makes it an interesting conversion process is sometimes the trua, as we said, is variable. So sometimes the trua could be longer. Shvarim trua is longer than just a plain trua, right? So this is something that we have to work out with the Baal Tokeya, between the Makri and the Baal Tokeya, to make sure that the tkios are aligned properly with the truos as we go on the different siddurim. Shiur trua keshalosh yavavos. There's also multiple opinions here, but the Rov Rishonim understand that our trua should be the equivalent of the sound of three shvarim. So the truth is, at minimum, the trua should be, we call, nine kolos of kol shehu, right? Very quickly, like the staccato sound, and that should be the equivalent of shalosh yavavos, of what we call the three shvarim. Takav rishonu mashach b'shniyah b'shtayim ein biyadu ala achas. Again, a lot of discussion here as well, but what it seems to be on its face is that, let's say you make your tzkiah, and then you make your, let's call it a trua, then you make your tzkiah afterwards. So let's say a person says, you know, I have a good idea. Davening's taking a pretty long time, Rosh Hashanah. People are looking at their watches. So here, the next call is going to be a tzkiah also. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a two-for-one. So I'm going to blow the shofar tzkiah a little bit longer after the trua, and that will save us. Then we can go straight ahead to the next trua, because we'll have done, in effect, two tzkios. It sounds like a good bargain, right? You know, you save some time over the course of Rosh Hashanah. You know, so as long as the rabbi doesn't waste that by going longer in his drasha, we'll all be okay. But the problem is, it doesn't work that way. The pshuta la'acharaha and pshuta lefana are two different kolos. We'll talk about that on Shabbos. That seems a little strange, right? But they're both tzkios, so why isn't it good enough? So apparently you can't split the tzkia, especially a pshuta la'achara and pshuta lefana, they're not really the same. They look the same, but apparently they're not the same. So again, on Shabbos, we'll try to describe a little bit more. Misha Berach, a person that davened, didn't have a shofar. We talked about cases yesterday. There wasn't a nachri around, and it's up in the tree. You're not allowed to go into the tree to get it. It was across the river, or whatever it was. So you have to make do. You don't have a shofar. You don't have a shofar. Misha Berach, and then it's a shofar. V'achar kach, it's manalo shofar. You still blow the shofar. Tokeo Maria v'tokeo shalosh pa'amim. So it's an amazing thing that the Mishnah even has to state this. We'd say it's obvious to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. But let's remember what we said previously earlier in the week. I said I'd come back to it. When the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says one of the basic ideas of blowing the shofar is to be ma'ale our tfilos. The Gemara says, Imru lefane malchios zichronos and shofros, and we say malchios kadesh tam lichuni aleichem zichronos kadesh tala zichronechem lefane letova, bameh b'shofar, that the shofar is, as we say, Allah Elohim b'sruah Hashem yikol shofar. So it lifts up our tfilos. So if you already davened, you might be thinking to yourself, I don't know, there's still some great value blowing the shofar. So the Mishnah says you should blow the shofar anyway. So it's independent halacha. Kishem shishliach tzibur chayev, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Rav Gamliel omer, shliach tzibur motzi es harabi midei chovas. Again, much more about this on Shabbos. But in brief, it's a big question as to the nature of the davening that we have. We have the private Shemona Esrei, and then we have the Chazaras HaShatz. So the question is, do I really need to daven? Or let's say, you know, tefillas HaTzibur, I'll be yotzei with the shliach tzibur. Maybe it depends. Maybe it depends whether I know how to daven as opposed to whether I don't know how to daven. Not everybody, they didn't have sidurim. So if you didn't know how to daven, you know, davening by heart, so the shliach tzibur will daven for you. But let's say, I don't know, I'm not feeling it today. It's a little hard. Or it's hard to daven every day. Right? So this week's parsha is that we find the mitzvah. It's hard to feel it every day. It's not so easy to daven. So a person says to themselves, all right, so today I'll listen along with the shliach tzibur. Does that work? So that's a debate between the Tanoim. Right, so let's say a person really knows how to daven, can they rely on the shliach tzibur? And then to add in another variable here, maybe it depends whether it's a regular Wednesday night or it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because, you know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's a, even those who know how to daven, that's like a bit of a fancier davening, right? Melocha kol olam kulo bichvodecha, v'naseya kol aretz bikarecha. You know, that might be, even if a person is generally experienced in terms of davening. So indeed, all of those things go into the machlokes hatanoim here, and even if we assume, as we do, that a person who knows how to daven is mechuyev to daven for himself, right, it could be that by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the shliach tzibur, the shita of Rabbi Gamliel, has the capacity to be motzi, even those who we call our bekiyim b'tfilasan, even those who really know how to daven, because the davening is really more complex on those days. So Mitzvah on Shabbos, we'll have the opportunity to go deeper into this Mishnah when we make the Siyum, leaving some of the Torah over for those purposes. But big Yashar Koach to everybody. And with God's help, we look forward to beginning Masechta Sukkah tomorrow night.